You are listening to Access Houston on 97.9 The Box, and joining me in the studio is this lovely woman I had the chance of meeting. Oh my goodness, my friend, she was saying how she's been seeing this life coach, and she says she is the best thing since sliced bread. You have got to meet her. And I had the pleasure of meeting her a couple of weeks ago, and I'm like, she has to be on the show. Her name is Wendy Johnson Turner, and she is a fabulous life coach. I can tell just by the conversations that we've had already. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
I'm great. Okay, so how do you become a life coach?
Well, I think, you know, I was thinking about getting on Facebook, writing a candid diary for the thoughts that really go through our heads, because many people think that you just become one.
Yeah.
And say, today I'm a coach. I'm a certified life coach with the NLP group, which stands for Neuro-Linguistic Programming. But in addition to that, I went and had my PhD work towards counseling psychology, master's work in education, undergraduate work in psychology and communication.
See, I didn't know that.
Right.
Okay.
But I decided to say, you know what, what's this dissertation for? If I want to reach people, and I don't need that to necessarily do it. So
yeah.
I went in and became certified. But it also comes with a natural gift.
Yeah.
So with the intention to help, coupled with the idea that you want to see someone reach a goal and journey with them,
yeah,
I think that's what starts the entire process.
Wow. That's awesome. So how long have you been doing this?
Well, I have been empowering people since 1998.
Okay.
And my office opened up out of a faith walk in April.
Of this year.
Okay. However, I was already in the business since 2008 in terms of with a formal understanding of what I was doing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Thank
so
you.
Obviously you have to be quite passionate about it and wanting to help people and bring the best out of people. What exactly do you do as a life coach?
That's a heavy question, JJ, and here's why. My definite purpose in life is to motivate, inspire, and educate people to be their best self. No matter where they are, I meet them there.
Okay.
So regardless of your socioeconomic status, regardless of your gender, doesn't matter to me. I'll work with a four-year-old, and
okay.
I have.
Wow.
So with that said, because I reach whoever where they are, I take that journey to a custom place. There is no one way. I had a client come in the office yesterday, and she's going to be building a rock for me next week. Another client will come and write a letter to her husband for me.
Okay.
It's all about what you're needing and where you want to go. We
okay.
do it together.
Wow.
Right.
And there are so many needs. Like, I can't imagine, like, you know, everyone, like you said, everyone has their
right.
own different situations. I know some people who I feel like inspire me, and I'm always like, I wonder if they could be a life coach. How do I get you to be a life coach? Because I can feel that you just have that in you to,
yes.
you know, to really motivate people or get people to motivate themselves, I should say. One of the things that we want to definitely discuss today, because I know we have a limited amount of time and there's so much that we could talk about.
Right.
Let's talk about the dynamic of negative thinking.
I know.
And I really wanted to do this one because this is something that I have really challenged myself with this year.
Mm-hmm.
Starting in January, I put together this huge chalkboard wall in my living room that has nothing but affirmations on there, because I realized that for a long time, I had issues with just thinking negatively about myself. You know, I'm not good enough.
Right.
No, I'm not. No one's going to love me and all of these things. And I can't be the only person that, you know, thinks that way. So let's talk about it.
Where do we begin? Let's explain one thing. You are power is my mantra for the year. It's the thing that is driving me to speak wherever I need to. I've spoken to teachers about this. I've spoken to educators that are leaders, corporate structures. It doesn't matter, because here's the deal. Like you said, everyone desires, JJ, the need to be respected and understood.
Yes.
Once we feel that, then we know the door is open to love.
Yeah.
Well, it starts, we always say, as the cliche goes, it starts with you. But what
does it mean?
Like?
I
right.
know.
So the way it's come to me is when I speak of you are power, why being yielding to your purpose, your worth, and your goals. If you yield to something, you're giving submission to it. When you get to a yellow light on the street and you see a yellow light, wouldn't you then begin to slow down?
You're supposed to.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
We are supposed to.
The wise ones do.
Right.
So with that, we're yielding and submitting to something greater than us. It's our
right.
goal, our purpose, our worth.
Yeah.
Many times we just kind of drive past that or race through that.
Oh, yeah.
Thinking that the greater is on the other side and we missed the submission in the first place.
Mm.
O stands for overcoming obstacles that stand in our way of self-fulfillment. I'm going somewhere with this.
Okay.
Because if you overcome things that are in your way,
yeah,
things such as negative thinking, negative environments, then you can understand your power.
Right.
And finally, the U stands for understanding your power. Now, why is that important? Because when you're thinking of negative thinking and the universe, which in my opinion, God created everything that we're in right
yes.
now. And I believe and I've seen the neuroscience proof that everything is energy.
Mm-hmm.
Your energy, I'm energy. This phone is even energy.
Yeah.
For instance, if we were to turn off 97.9 the box off of our car in our home, we turn it off.
Yeah.
But if we turn it back on within 5 minutes, will it still be playing?
Yes.
Why? Because there's a frequency
right.
that continues.
Yes.
Well, if there's a frequency that continues, clearly there's an energy that we cannot see or feel that's connecting to something greater than us, i.e. a satellite.
Right.
With that said, all of us are vibrating beings.
Yeah.
Why is that important? Because for it is proven, for every positive thought, a negative thought counterbalances the positive
really?
Thought. Really? Yes, ma'am. There is a weight. Literally, if you think mathematically, it negates it completely. So if you say, I am beautiful, I am loved, and you come and say, no one will love me, I'm not good enough, even if just one half of that, you've just pretty much taken away the weight in your brain, your neural synapses pattern.
Wow.
All that you built up with the words.
Yeah.
There's power in words beyond measure.
Yeah.
So the moment that you speak something or think it, the universe responds and gives you back exactly what it is that you ask for.
And that's scary.
It's very scary. And the thing is that if I get more people, and that's why being able to get on a platform of a radio station to reach millions or thousands even of people, I feel as though we can really change the crux of where we stand as a people, as a society, whoever you are.
Yeah.
This is not the way we're to live is in thinking this, whether it be from a family member or growing up believing this in our school systems.
Mm-hmm.
We've been taught this. Something has resonated and has stuck with us, and we have got to learn how to counter that with what's good for us so that the universe responds to it.
Yeah.
Makes sense?
Yeah, it does. It does.
I got my side.
For people who do struggle with the negative thinking.
Yes.
I mean, like as soon as you wake up, you just like.
Can I speak on that?
Yeah.
So have you ever noticed if you wake up and stump your toe and you say, whew, today's just going to be a day.
You've already set the tone.
Guess what happens? What is the day like the rest of it?
It's just a mess.
By 2 o'clock, you've said something like, I should have just stayed in bed.
Yeah.
You know, I just shouldn't answer the phone.
Yeah.
No, you set the tone. Your energy responded to exactly what you said.
Yeah.
And that is not just me being overly positive. That's me being very scientifically and proving a pattern.
Yeah.
You've seen it happen.
Yeah.
Kids who have bad days in school. I was an educator for over 10 years in the classroom.
Wow.
I've seen it where a student comes in and his energy's so off that you need a little extra time to nurture to counter that.
Yeah.
It's a very real thing.
Wow. You know, I had attended one of Oprah's life class when she was here, and she was talking about, you know, the same thing about when you get up and, you know, those thoughts that you have, like, you know, man, it's raining outside. It's going to be gloomy today. And just changing your thoughts on everything. Like, you know what? It's raining outside. Trees are going to look so nice. The flowers are going to be blooming. Like
we call it reframing.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're reframing. Do not think I wake up and am always just like, yay, let's go. I mean, this morning I woke up with the excitement of seeing your face today because honestly, I find you to be beautiful inside and out, and my spirit resonated with you when
I met you.
So the whole thing was for me waking up, but don't think that on any given day I have to reframe too, which means turn it around.
Yeah.
So if you have that rainy day, just like you did, that's called reframing.
Yeah.
And we must become conscious. I have followers that sometimes wear rubber bands because on the CD that I have, they pop themselves as a reminder.
Yeah.
When you catch it, it's like how many, here's the deal. Between 12 and 80,000 thoughts a human being has a day. Depending on your IQ status. 70%.
Interesting.
I know. Hey, I'm hoping I'm closer to the 80,000. But I'll take 50. No. 70% are considered negative.
Wow.
What I'd like you to do, and I do this in my office, listeners, hear this. If you're at home, take 30 minutes and plug up your ears or close your eyes with a bandana.
Mm-hmm.
And write or record yourself every thought that comes out of your mind.
Wow.
I can guarantee you, I or yourself will even find a pattern.
Yeah.
Ooh. But you must become quiet to start to be aware, and that's what life coaching also exposes, your awareness.
Yeah.
What it is that you're really thinking.
Yeah.
Because you're thinking maybe that you're more positive than you are, but the truth then comes out, and it resonates louder.
Woof. I feel like I just got a homework assignment.
You did.
I have to get on that. And negative thinking can also be triggered by other people, right?
Growing up, I struggled with some experiences at home.
Mm-hmm.
My perception, everybody has a movie theater, okay? And in your mind, according to Miguel Ruiz, we all have a theater of perception.
Right.
My family may not understand it or relate, and they may be able to say, you know, that did happen. But either way, it's what I perceived, as they each have their own perceptions. Mm-hmm. Why am I saying this? Because during this time in my life, I remember a very strong statement from someone that I love dearly that said to me, you're a failure.
Mm.
Everything you do fails.
Wow.
Oof. I was 21 years old. And from that moment on, I said, I will never ever be what I was told at that point.
Yeah.
I worked so hard to overcompensate for something that was someone else's truth.
Mm.
Lesson here. When you receive something from someone else, it's their truth.
Right.
It is not necessarily your truth.
And that's what we do, right? We end up making it our truth.
We make it our truth because we have attached to them a love. It's a symbol, mm-hmm. you see. We've attached an emotion with them, a commonality, so therefore we feel indebted subconsciously.
Yeah.
To their persona, to what they say about us.
Mm-hmm.
So that said, I worked feverishly, JJ, to remove that from me. So what I did, I overcompensated. I was a straight A student in college, graduate work, never made it a B. Why? Yeah. Because I wasn't a failure.
Yeah.
That's so irrational.
Yeah.
Who was I doing that for when that person probably forgot they ever
said it? Not even worried about it anymore.
And
yeah.
that happens to children, that happens to women, men. Mm-hmm. It's just who talks about it and who exposes it for the change. That's where we come.
Yeah.
That's where we come.
Look, we're running out of time. Look. Oh, man. I feel like we just got warmed up. I know there are some people who are listening right now who want to get a hold of you. How can they get in touch with you?
Well, I'm so glad you asked. My company's name is The Heart Initiative. That's The Heart, T-H-E-H-E-A-R-T-I-N-I. T-I-A-T-I-V-E. And that's the website, theheartinitiative.com. On the site, you'll find Your Power is uploadable to your MP3s for a small fee. And I'm available to talk with people. I'll do groups with you. We'll talk individually. But the most important thing that I think I can give to anyone today is please get to the heart of who you are.
Yeah.
You are beautiful beyond measure. And I think that we need to remember that before we miss the mark.
Mm. All right. Wendy Johnson Turner, the fabulous life coach. I had to put fabulous in front because
Thank
I know
you.
That you're just fabulous. So we appreciate having you on the show today.
Thank you.
And you said information is on your website with how they can get a hold of you also.
Absolutely. Too. Office, I'm on the Southwest Freeway, and also my phone number is on there as well.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
It's Access Houston on 97.9 The Box.